When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to The Art of Decluttering. I'm Kirsty Farugia.
And I'm Amy Ravel, and we are your hosts. We are also have a third mic on the go today. So we have one of our beautiful listeners, Belinda, joining us. Hello, Belle.
Hi.
Or Bin, what would you like to be called tonight?
I really don't mind. Either is fine.
We'll go one each just to keep everybody confused.
So we have Belinda with us tonight because we know how many of you love listening to guest interviews. So, and I know Belinda is one of our biggest raving fans of guest interviews. And she said earlier before we started recording that this may be the one and only episode she never listens to.
Have you listened to every episode, Belinda?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it how you're like, of course. That's the best. Thank you.
No worry.
So we have you on because we would love to learn more about you, and we know our listeners are keen to learn more about people in the community as well. So we did give you a bit of heads up with some questions. So let's see how prepared. We gave you the questions 3 hours ago. That's how we roll here at the Art of Decluttering.
Super yeah, that's prepared. Advance notice, girlfriend. Maybe before we get into the questions, though, Belinda, tell us, like, what's your family makeup?
Yep. So I am married. We've just celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary. And I have three kids. I have a 9.5-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old son, and an almost 2-year-old daughter. So, yeah, that's us.
That's awesome. And are you stay-at-home mum?
Oh, yeah, that's important. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm a stay-at-home mum. I have been since my son was born, so almost about 6 years now. So kind of into awesome. That groove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very
what cool. did you do, BC?
Oh,
which is not before COVID. It's actually now before yeah. children.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be before COVID. I'm sure that's what it's going to turn into. Yeah.
So I did a couple of different things. I was finished high school, straight into uni, decided that wasn't for me, and ended up working full time as a barista at Gloria Jean's for about 4 years and became a manager there. Yeah, and then I moved into working with my church, and they taught me how to do some I've always loved admin, so they taught me how to do the accounts and bookkeeping. So that after I then had my daughter, I ended up doing bookkeeping and accounts for one of our friends who's also our family chiropractor. So lots of different things that I've sort of done there, and it's funny that I've sort of fallen into stuff that I didn't study for. So it's been an interesting journey.
Story of our lives, Belinda. Story of our lives.
Story of some of our lives.
Well, that's right. Story of the now lives.
So we would like to know, how did you first hear about the Art of Decluttering?
That is a really interesting question because I've been racking my brain and I can't for the life of me remember how I found you guys. Just not incredibly helpful.
I tell you how I think you found us?
Me? Yeah. Please do.
Because I think that you have been following Feels Like Home for a long time.
No, I found Feels Like Home after I listened to the podcast. So I know I started listening in about the October of the first year you guys started. because I know I only had I was only a couple of months late to the party, but I don't know if I Googled you or Googled decluttering or podcasts on decluttering. I think that might have been it. And it popped up and I found that. And then I think I then stalked you. So I, you know, Googled your individual businesses and to just work out what this was, and Googled the podcast, and then searched on Facebook. And then when the community came, I joined that and just kind of continued to butt in from there.
Belinda, were you interested in, I mean, if you searched decluttering, you were obviously somewhat interested in decluttering. Tell us about that. Like, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, so I've always been a pretty organized person and loved, you know, buying storage solutions and organizing things and making stuff look nice. And then I think I'd watch a TV show and they were looking at decluttering and sorting, and I was like, oh, okay. So I think I must have searched for decluttering podcasts because my husband was really into podcasts, and I thought, oh, well, I'll give this a go. I can put it on while kids are around, and you guys pretty much got me into podcasts from there on out.
It's a road you don't come back from, girlfriend.
It really is. And then it just... the sort of the simplicity and the clarity of the episodes of the really, really practical person. So the really practical ideas of, you know, do this, use that, this is how this, I was like, oh my goodness. And it just, from there, I was like addicted and telling everyone they had to listen. And it just, yeah, it just changed everything for me. Instead of being all about the organizing, I was like, wow, okay. So my problem's not the organizing, it's the stuff. And that big revelation of, oh my goodness, I've got too much stuff. Nothing's ever staying where it should, and it just, I'm sick of doing that. So yeah, I just started listening and it went from there, really.
So basically what you're saying is that you are Amy.
I know, that's what I was thinking, is like, hello twin sister.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't the organizing that was the problem, it's that I have too much stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think.
So you're team Amy when it comes to identifying between Kirsty and Amy. You're team Amy. You didn't finish uni. You had various jobs. You love organizing.
Yeah.
You had too much stuff.
Yeah. Got married really young.
You're amazing. Got married really young. Yes.
Worked for churches.
Yeah.
Worked for friends from church.
Now you've just got to become a professional organizer, Belinda. That's the next thing.
Yeah, cool.
We can help you with that.
Yeah. I've heard you can.
So, Belinda, you said that you're a podcast fan. You joined the community.
Yep.
At some point, obviously, you joined our Head, Heart and Home course because that's how we got to know you better.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about that and what your experience has been like. We're launching a live round in just a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, perfect timing while we've got you on. Tell us what your experience has been, and just tell everyone else they have to join.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it today. I was like, how did I actually join? Like, what was it that made me do it? And I think I'd been posting a lot in the community about certain things. And I think it was you, Amy, that actually commented and said, hey, check out our course. We actually teach on this, this, and this. And I think there was something mentioned about habits in there. And for me, habits is a huge deal. I just, not something that comes easily. I really, really, really have to work at it. And I just went, oh, okay. And then I kept thinking about it. And then I'd already started sort of this big, I wanted to declutter our whole house. I knew a move was possible in the future. So I was already kind of going that way anyway. And then we, our family was gifted a financial gift, and we were trying to work out, okay, well, we want to save lots of that. But then we thought, well, why don't we take a little bit for each other and a bit for the kids and do something special. And I knew instantly what I wanted to do because I'd been saving up money by selling things that I was decluttering to try and have Kirsty come and do a session with me. And then I went, well, if I can have you guys for like, not, you know, 6 or 7 weeks once a week, and then access for a lifetime and support whenever I needed, and a whole community, then it was a no-brainer to actually use that money to pay for the course. And yeah, it was the best decision I ever made. Oh, there you go.
Except I didn't get to come to your house for a couple more years.
Yes. I kept trying.
So one of the things we know, because you've shared it with us in the Head, Heart and Home group, is you guys downsized after being in the course for a little while. Mm-hmm. That blows my tiny little brain. Tell us more about it.
Okay. So we, I think after I'd been decluttering for a while and then did the course, and then in my mind I'd always been, okay, well, we're renting, so at some point we're going to move. I don't want to move with all this stuff. So the course just really pushed me forward in that, which was awesome. And it gave me so many more tools than I even knew I needed to actually set us up to go, okay, well, do I want, if we're moving, do I really want to unpack all that and pack it up and unpack it again? I was like, nope. So that was kind of, I guess, a driving force and always in the back of my mind. And then we went on a holiday and chatting about things and wanting to change the direction we were going, and decided, okay, well, the possibility of moving is actually a possibility now because of kind of the groundwork that I'd been doing. So we were looking and sort of working out what we could do. And we ended up looking at a place that was going to serve us really well for the next kind of few years, which we're in now. And we're still in a two-story, four-bedroom, two-bathroom house. We lost one garage, so we had a double garage. We still actually have the same number of living spaces and everything, but the size of those are smaller and actually a bit more separated. So, because one of our things was when I went through the course, we'd set up our vision to start with. And one of the big things in the vision was clear defined zones. So, you know, I wanted a clear living, clear dining, clear playroom, clear study music area. And when I walked into the place we're in now, I was like, and there it is. So, yeah, it really, so having that vision really helped us refine as a family, okay, well, what's bugging us about where we currently were, and then what do we need? And then looking and going, well, we want to lower our rent anyway because we want to start really saving for a house. And doing the course, we're able to do that. Like, I think we've saved nearly $3,000 in the 5 months we've been here just from banking the money that we aren't now paying in rent. Like the difference without without even doing anything else. So it's pretty amazing to be able to do that. And we're still living comfortably. Our family flows really well. We're not scrimping on space, or we're not crammed in anywhere. We've, you know, one of the kids' bedrooms ended up being bigger and all that kind of stuff. And we've actually, by downsizing, we've actually upgraded as well. So we're somewhere newer and everything like that. So that for us has just been the most incredible gift, and the course was a huge part of that, because no way would we have been able to move house with the amount of stuff. And this is probably the fourth time we've moved since we've been married, and we probably took, with the exception of when we first got married, this would be the least amount of stuff we've ever moved.
With three kids.
You've had three kids. Yeah. Three more kids than...
Yeah, the last time we moved we had one child and I was pregnant. And then this time we now have three kids. So,
it's amazing.
Pretty cool.
What I have loved watching you, Belinda, is just your enthusiasm for learning. Like, you've got a real thirst for learning and a real thirst for wisdom and knowledge. And so it's been lovely to not only watch you learn, but to watch you practice what you've learned as well. And so tell us some of the things that really jumped out at you, and that's really resonated with you from the course material and the whole community, like everything about the course. Like, what's been the biggest change for you and your family, other than being able to save $3,000 so far?
I guess the one thing that, beyond anything else, that resonates with me with you guys, the whole art of decluttering, the course, the community, everything, is freedom. And the fact that freedom is the place that everything that you do and say comes from, because who doesn't want freedom in their lives? Who doesn't want freedom from their stuff? So for me, that's been the biggest part. And I love helping people achieve freedom as well, and to experience freedom. Been chatting with my grandma recently about a few things, and she's feeling a bit overwhelmed with the stuff, and she lost her husband nearly 2 years ago, and she just doesn't know what to do. And I just said to her, hey, well, I can do it with you. Let's do 10 minutes here, or let's do 10 minutes there, or when you're ready. Like, and that's another thing I've learned, is just really giving grace and not like trying to push your agenda on anyone, because it's really easy when you get excited and passionate to just be like, everyone needs to do this, which is helpful for some, but not so much for a lot of people. So just trying to build more of that relationship with her that I haven't really had over the last 15 years, and just really go, hey, if you want help, I want you to be able to invite people over because you're not ashamed of your house, and things like that. So that's been another amazing thing that I've taken away. And then just the key things of like learning to build habits and create good routines that work for you, and again, to give yourself grace when that stuff that you've put in place doesn't really work out. It's okay, because you're learning, and kids are unpredictable and life is unpredictable. So it's okay to change it, but then having those tools, changing it doesn't become such a big ordeal. And that I find really freeing again. So always just comes back to freedom for me.
Yeah, comes back to freedom for us too, Linda.
Yeah.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirsten and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organized and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organizing guru. So just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You had Kirst into your house a couple of months ago. Tell us about that, because you'd initially thought that's what you were going to do. Then you joined the course. Tell us what it was like. Give us the behind the scenes. Is she mean?
No.
Come on.
Oh,
she seems too perfect.
To be honest, I was a little starstruck.
Oh, Belinda, that's the best.
Which sounds so funny. It was kind of like the first night of the course when we have our first Zoom meeting. I was like, oh my gosh, that's them really there. which happens when you have people you really look up to. So anyway, bit of a fangirl moment. But yeah, so, and I was like, oh, she's so tiny.
She is. I don't think people realize, like, she's like half of me.
Well, I can't comment on that.
Get photos. I like tower over her like a giant.
I know. So I was actually saying that today to Amy, because our podcast image makes me look like I'm taller than Amy, because I'm actually standing on a box. And then I was like,
box.
A very big box. And so I was like, how awesome. People must think I'm like 6 foot, and I hadn't really connected with how deceptive that podcast photo is, because it makes me look like the tall one, and I'm not.
I'm just like 4 foot nothing.
Oh, not that short.
Every time I see you, Kirst, stop. Every single time I pick you up at the airport, I go, oh my gosh, I forgot how short she is. Every single time.
Belinda is the same size as me, so just be careful.
No. I'm taller than you. I definitely am. Not by that much, but I am. Yeah.
Next time you're at Cairo, we're going to check that.
We'll have to measure it. Yeah.
Because I'm not 4 foot. I'm 4 foot nothing.
No, you're not 4 foot nothing.
I'm 5 foot nearly nothing.
Yeah.
Well, Belinda. So Kirsty came to you. Kirsty came to your door.
Yes. And I went, oh, she's tiny. And here she is. And come in, and was still a bit crazy and like, wow, she's in my house. But what I'd invited her into our home to do was to do a session with my daughter. So she just turned 9 at the time, and we've been chatting for a little while. Like, her room was organized. Everything had spots to go, but there was so much of it. And then random stuff would come in and it was a nightmare a lot of the time. And I knew it was affecting her sleep and lots of different things. So I sort of chatted to my husband. And I was like, I think this would really mean a lot to her. And not so much just the, we need to deal with the stuff, but just like, you know, we'd had a little one in the house, you know, for a little while now. And then she's one of three and she's the eldest. And I felt like it would be a really special investment in her. To be like, we see you, we want the best for you, we want to actually help you and give you some tools for this. So that was kind of why we did that. And then, yeah, we kind of got straight into it and my daughter was very excited. My son was also very excited, and after the session was like, so when's Kirsty coming to do my room? And I was like, sorry, buddy, but I don't think you really need Kirsty for your room.
Mum's going to have to do.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't really need me either. So.
Yeah, he's the neat and organized, like neat and decluttered one.
Although this does seem to be changing, so you may be coming back soon. Okay. but yeah, it was really cool. Just getting to see what happens in a session.
And yeah. Was there anything surprising, Belinda?
I don't know. I think we just kind of like got straight into it. And I was like, oh, okay, this is happening. And she sort of like opened the wardrobe and like, let's start here. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about the wardrobe. Like, you know, just little things. I was more thinking of like the toys and the out of control stuff that bugs me, I guess. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And we just kind of got into it. And I did find myself though, like I stayed the whole time, which I don't know if I should have or not. You can tell me if that was cool, Kirsty. But I found myself maybe trying to like almost answer questions for Leah, but having to stop myself, or like saying, oh, just make a pile and then we'll put it away later. And Kirsty's like, no, you put that straight downstairs right now. And I was like, oh, okay, we're really doing this. So it was good because I'm like, oh, okay, yep, because I can see why that could cause a problem by doing that. So it was a really cool experience because, you know, if something I'm interested in, I've never had someone in my home to actually experience that before, it was really awesome to be a part of that, and just see how quickly we did her entire room. It was insane.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. Mm-hmm. Like because we usually record our podcast in Melbourne, we've had some of my clients come into the studio, but now that we're remote recording, I said to Kirst, we've got to get some Sydney people in because I want to know what it's like to work with you, Kirst.
Yep.
So you got heaps done. Was it a 2 or a 4 hour session with Leah?
I think it ended up, it was supposed to be 3. I think it was 3.5 because we were like so close and I was like, let's just
bang it out.
But she was so gracious and so kind and like wasn't firm at all and just really lovely and kept talking her through it and, you know, letting her make the decisions and really like, well, you know, do you want this? And there were a few things that like toys she had that used to be mine or books that she had that used to be mine or whatever. And I was like, that's okay. Like I kind of tried to give her permission of like, forget they were mine, they're yours now, so you like don't think about me at all. Like it was that, just cut mum off from this and you just focus on them because I'm not attached, so it's all good. But other than that, yeah, it was really Kirsty and my daughter doing the whole thing, and I was just an extra pair of hands, really. It was awesome.
It's so lovely seeing them be equipped. And as you said, investing in them for another adult to come in. What I love and what you've described is Kirst didn't come in and talk to you about Leah's room. She talked to Leah about Leah's room and gave Leah that responsibility and that ownership, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 9, you're starting to enter those tween years and want independence. And
We even moved the whole room around.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
To a different aspect. And. Mm-hmm. And you were amazing, Belinda, at just empowering Leah as well, like giving her that freedom and empowering her that, yes, this is our house, but this is your room and this is your space and you are free to make the decisions about how you want it and what you want to keep. So you did a great job. And,
oh, cool. Thank you.
And I was more than happy to have you in the room with me. I would have told you otherwise, but but yeah, that was a really fun session. And how has Leah kept it up?
So pretty much looks exactly the same as when you left, except we put up a picture on the wall.
That's so great.
She it gets messy and she plays in there and everything, and but I like the last few nights I'm like, okay, well, you know, you put your Barbie stuff all over the floor, you know this will only take you a couple of seconds, can you just pack it away? And she's like, all right, and it's away and her room's back to normal again. Like, it's just she can get it out and play with stuff, she can rearrange whatever she wants and it's fine, but at least she's got spaces for things. And I didn't say that before, but so she had a couple of tubs under her bed of different things that we like to keep just for her in her room away from little fingers. And we ended up having to downsize two of those tubs because they were just too big and empty and everything was rolling around in them. So she got rid of that much stuff. Like, there were Barbies flying out the door. Like, it was, once she got into the groove of actually, I was really proud of her. She was really quick at working out what she wanted and what she didn't. And she just went with it. So we downsized containers and now it's really easy. She knows where stuff goes and packing away is no longer a big ordeal resulting in tears.
Yes, which is what I remember you calling me about. You were like, Kirsty, she's just got so much stuff. It just takes her so long. Yeah. And I'm in there every weekend trying to get her to, to put everything away. Yeah. And it's such a nightmare to get things away, even though we have home for things.
Yes.
And she was amazing. Mm. She was really quick decision maker.
Yeah.
And really amazing at just going, yeah, actually, no, I don't need to keep that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that's like really key for her was that now she's just got so much less stuff that it is a joy to play with.
Yes. And she hasn't even thought about anything that she got rid of. Like, I can't even remember what she got rid of, and she's not missed anything at all. And now because she still loses things from time to time, but we can generally find it fairly quickly or locate it, or it's at a friend's house because we've left it there. It's not like it's just lost in the abyss of everything mixed together because I've had enough and we've just chucked it in the one container. So
Phoebe, give Leah back her stuff.
Doesn't help when they have the same things.
I know. It's like, Leah, give Phoebe back her stuff. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad that she's still keeping it up and that it was a worthwhile investment for you guys.
It was priceless. It really was.
What I love is the independence that we can give our children. And I find that so many of my, when I do kids sessions, so many of the parents say to me, there's no way that would have got rid of that much for me.
Mm.
Or I can't believe how good they are at getting rid of stuff. Like, you have that magic touch. It's like, no, I'm just not their mum.
Yep. Yep.
So there's such benefit sometimes of having that older adult that knows how to relate to children. You know, we don't talk down to kids, we get on their level and we sit on the ground and go through their stuff. And there is such value in, you know, it doesn't have to be a professional organizer, it might be an auntie or a bestie or someone that can just come alongside and empower them to make their bedrooms neat and organized and give them the benefits. You're going to be able to find things, you're going to rediscover your creativity, you're going to sleep better, you're going to be able to find your outfits when you want them. I love kids sessions. They are some of my absolute favorites to do.
But that was the fun thing about doing it with Leah is when we did her wardrobe, like, Bin was surprised that we were doing her wardrobe, but I was like, hey, Leah, you get to go shopping now because we've realized all these clothes are too small for you.
She's like, can Kirsty come back every summer?
That's why Ollie wants me back.
But the cool thing about that is she's now really careful with her clothes as well. Like, I've gone from overbuying and getting, you know, people give you so much stuff, kids' clothes when you have a baby, and which is so generous and lovely. And then you're so tired, you don't ever go through it all. So you just chuck it all in the wardrobe. And we kind of, you know, continued that. And then the last couple of years, we've sort of been paring down as, you know, she's getting older in school. And now she's even herself understanding. She's like, oh, well, you know, maybe four pairs of leggings is good. And those couple of tops are fine. And, oh, yeah, I'm not really wearing that anymore. So maybe next time we get new shirts, we won't get as many. And I'm just like, wow, awesome.
Who is this child?
Yeah, it's amazing just to see her making those links herself and actually owning that, because I know when she's a teenager and an adult, she's, you know, she's on her way to a capsule wardrobe, really, like she's, which is something that I'm still trying to work out for myself. But yeah, she's just understanding all of that, and it's just, it's really mind-blowing.
She's a special one, that one.
Yeah.
You've shared, Belinda, some of the flow-on effects that listening to the podcast and doing our Head, Heart and Home course have had for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any others? Like, what does freedom look like for you, and what's kind of come out of this? You've downsized, but tell us more.
Mm. I was thinking about this one. It's been school holidays, so it's not been our normal routine. But I guess within that, I try and plan a few things in school holidays. Otherwise, we end up sitting at home and everyone gets cranky and fighting breaks out earlier than usual, and it's not so good. So we've had a few days out. We've had some friends over. We've gone to friends' houses and all that kind of stuff. And within that, I've still been able to manage to get washing done and get, you know, dinners cooked, sometimes not always as early as I wanted, but those normal kind of things you just have to get on with doing seem to still be able to happen. And I seem to have a better grasp of my week when I know where things are. I can go, oh, well, I'll do this on this day, or I'll do all that on that day. Or it just feels like things are, the daily schedule of that daily grind we talk about seems to just be a bit more fluid and not so rigid of this has to happen here. And which is, I guess, what I used to be like a bit more. Well, I've said it has to happen there, so it has to. I can't move it, and then I'm completely spun out and don't know what I'm doing. So that real fluid of like, oh, well, that's happening there. Okay, well, I'll just switch that to there, and we're doing this on this day, so we'll schedule a home day in and have some downtime and all of that kind of stuff. And I feel like it just, it, you know, sometimes it blows up in your face, as does some things when life gets you. But generally that kind of a flow-on effect has been huge, because it means that I can make more time for me, or I can make more time to just chill out with the kids and sit and play. And like this afternoon, I sat and read books with Rory. She's my 2-year-old, and just hung out with her for a bit, and that was, you know, great. And then I'm like, okay, now it's time to make dinner. But we'd had that time, and I wasn't like stressing about the next thing to do, which is generally hard with my life for the last however many years.
Amazing. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Still very much learning.
Yes, aren't we all? But yep. It's really lovely to hear. It's just really lovely hear that the shifts that have changed in your family. Mm. And like what a amazing gift that you've given to your family. And like Rory is gonna grow up with a completely different aspect to Leah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she's, I mean, Leah probably doesn't remember the crazy mum anyway, but
oh well.
But yeah, like what a gift you've given your family.
Mm. I hadn't thought about it that way, so that's cool.
If you too want to have the kind of freedom experience that Belinda's had, we invite you to come and join our Head, Heart and Home course. Just Google Head, Heart and Home, that's out of decluttering, or visit the outofdecluttering.com.au/course. Also, you can just check the show notes. But we would love to have you. We start on the 26th of July 2020, which is 6 days from today when we're dropping it. But Belinda, thank you so much for joining us. I've got a big smile on my face and I can't wait for this next live round, because we get to see your face every Sunday night again.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. It's just been such a pleasure to chat with you guys and share the awesome freedom that you guys have brought into my life. So thank you.
And if you want to encourage Belinda and say thank you for sharing her story, come over to our Facebook community group and search her out and tag her in a post and say thank you for sharing your story, because she's in there. You can't miss her. And yeah, we are ever thankful to you, Belinda, for the gift that you are to our lives and our business and our communities. So thank you for coming on our little podcast tonight.
My pleasure.
We will see you all next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.